The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour. Telephone number 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. Well, we went from red hot phone lines, full phone lines, to, right now I'm looking at empty phone lines, which means I've got a phone line waiting for you on this Friday afternoon. What are your thoughts about what's going on in Afghanistan, here in America? Maybe you are sick and tired of hearing about Afghanistan, and there's something else that you want to discuss today, something that you think has not been discussed enough. Maybe you have a question. I can't promise you that I'll have the answer, but I will try my best. I would love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. This is a fascinating story. There is an exodus from America's public schools. Private schools, Christian schools, parochial schools are showing record enrollment. Homeschooling is exploding all across America. And public schools everywhere are in full panic mode because they're losing kids. They're losing students. Now, Here's my honest question. All right? Here's my honest question. Why are they panicking? If their only concern is the education of the kids, why does it matter to them whether they go to a public school, private school, or whether they're homeschooled? If you look at the pure statistics, homeschooled kids do better than anybody else. They do better academically, and this has been true for years. Homeschooled kids, in all of the surveys, all of the studies, do better academically than public school kids, much better than public school kids, and usually better than even private school kids, including Christian schools. So if the primary concern is just that we want these kids to get the best education possible, what do they care? You know, if they come to our school, great, we will teach them. If they go to a private school, hey, as long as it's a good school and they're getting a good education, God bless them. If they're going to be homeschooled, as long as they're getting a good education, good for them and their parents. But that's not the case. As we have learned through this COVID, the teachers' unions across America are not concerned about the kids. Now, I want to say very, very quickly, I am not issuing a blank indictment of all teachers in public schools. No. I would never do that. Join, I know many teachers in public schools, dedicated teachers, Christian teachers, and they feel like they need to stay in the public schools because they are one of the few positive influences left in those schools. So I am not giving a general indictment of all public school teachers. But I am the teachers' unions. The teachers' unions are leftist, liberal, and they don't care about the kids. The whole COVID thing. We're not going to go to school. We're not going to teach. Yeah, but the kids aren't really a risk. They don't really spread it. No. Anyway. It brings me to this story where school superintendents and school board members all across America are going door to door to find students that have not yet registered for this school year. Listen to this, and then we want to get to why. What is the motivation? Here's the story. One week before the first day of school in Colorado's Adams District, new superintendent Carla Luria went knocking door to door to find students who had not yet registered for school this year. There were 12 names on her list. During her first attempt, she registered 8. By the end of the week, she had found and enrolled all 12. Other administrators tasked with their own list of missing children weren't as lucky, and their jobs could be on the line because of it. Did you hear that? Administrators, and this is nationwide, but this story, well, the beginning of the story is about this one particular school district. They're being given a list of the kids in communities, in neighborhoods that have not yet registered for public school. And if the administrators can't get a certain percentage of these kids back in the public school, they could lose their job. To boost her district's numbers, Luria, this is the new superintendent, launched a $43,500 marketing campaign that included 5 billboards urging students to come back to their school district. Quote, "It's asking or inviting our families outside of our district or inside of our district to enroll so we can start capturing students and attracting students from other districts as well," she told the school board, who unanimously approved the project. What? They spent $43,500 on billboards to try to capture, and that's the word she used, capture kids from other school districts. Don't go to that school district. Don't go to that school. Come to our school. What? Yeah, no. That's a bad school over there. Ours is better. You come over and enroll here. Quote, despite their efforts, the district started school with 5% fewer students, adding to a decline made worse by the corona pandemic. At Dallas Independent School District in Texas, about 12,000 students failed to show up for the first day of school. Administrators there, like in Colorado, have been working overtime to track them down. Now, the article goes on to list school districts all over the country. Colorado, Texas, Oregon, North Carolina, and it gives the percent of decline over the last year or two. This Oregon school district showed a 3.1% decline following last year. North Carolina, enrollment dropped 5% last year. For kindergartners alone, the decrease was 15%. Georgia, every student, I'll come back to that. Wisconsin, Texas, New Mexico. The article has one state, one city, one school district after another in absolute panic over a decline in enrollment. Why? I'll tell you why when we come back. And it has almost nothing to do with the well-being of the students. No. No. We'll come back to that right after this break.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, I've got this article in front of me. It is a four-page article on how school districts all across America are in absolute panic mode because they're losing students. I mean, they are in panic. The article talks about Colorado, Oregon, Nevada, Texas, New Mexico, and it's all the same. We got to get the kids back. Administrators are being sent out into the neighborhood knocking on doors. Hi, we're from the school board. You have any kids? Are they enrolled in the local public school? Why not? Serious. They're going door to door. This one school board in Colorado spent $43,000 on billboards with the intent of stealing kids. Well, the superintendent used the word capture. That was her word. Capturing students from other school districts. Enroll in our school district. Don't enroll in theirs. Now, it's a four-page article. When I began this little tirade at the top of the hour, I said, why? If these school districts, if their primary concern is that kids get educated, if they're getting a good education, they shouldn't care where the kids go. Right? If it was about the kids. Well, I have to come to page 4 of this 4-page article to find out. And I quote, a lot of districts, especially rural ones, don't have the local funding to absorb the losses. They rely on state funding to fund their school budgets. In Buncombe County, and I think that's Georgia, I'm not sure. In Buncombe County, every student that leaves the school district takes $4,592.46 with them. It's all about money. Every bottom in a seat in the school represents thousands of dollars of state and federal money. If a kid is homeschooled and he's getting a better education than the public school, we can't let him go. Yeah, but aren't you concerned about the kids and their education? And they're actually getting a better education at home. They're going to score better on academically. Well, no, we want them back. It's all about dollars. The more kids leave, the less money they get from the state and the federal government because their funding is dependent upon the number of kids sitting in the seats. The story goes on. Typically, a little more than 3% of the nation's school-aged children are homeschooled in a given year, according to federal data. However, a significant surge has been confirmed by the U.S. Census Bureau, which reported that in March, the rate of homeschooling rose to 11%. In 1 year, it went from 3% to 11%. Again, quoting, In Wisconsin public schools, they saw their largest single-year decrease in enrollment last fall. Homeschooling, on the other hand, you listen to this? Wisconsin public schools saw their largest single-year decrease in enrollment last fall. Homeschooling, on the other hand, shot up 47% over the preceding year, its largest increase since 1984. In Texas, the number of parents choosing to homeschool nearly tripled, going from 4.5% in 2019 to 12.3% in 2020, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. In New Mexico, 6.4% of households chose to homeschool at the beginning of 2021. That number jumped to 14.3% by the middle of the fall semester. Can I read that to you again? In New Mexico, 6.4% of households chose to homeschool at the beginning of the 2021 school year. That number jumped to 14.3% by the middle of the fall semester. In a matter of weeks, homeschooling went from 6.4% to 14.3% in this school district in New Mexico. Everything the liberal progressive left touches, they destroy. Can any reasonable person disagree that the liberal left has an absolute chokehold on the entire American educational system? Anybody? Can any reasonable person disagree with that? Now, what is the answer that the liberal left always comes up with? Well, two, whether it's theologically or politically or educationally. Go farther to the left and get more money. The mainline Protestant denominations have been dying or dead for 60 years, and yet every year when they meet together in their annual conference, what is the solution? Well, we're going to become more liberal. We're going to go farther to the left. Excuse me, that's what's killing you. Well, it may be true, but we're going to go farther to the left. America's educational system is failing. There is a mass exodus from America's public schools. So what is the answer? Oh, I got to pass another levy and get more liberal teachers from the liberal universities to teach their liberal leftist indoctrination of our kids. It's true. Good for the parents who are waking up. Yeah. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.